Argentina's CNV widens, tokenization, scope and drops. Listing requirements, Argentina's National Securities Commission, Comisión Nacional de Valores, or CNV, has widened the rulebook for tokenized assets, expanding the list of instruments that can be issued on-chain and removing earlier listing requirements that had limited issuance. The change was flagged by Cointelegraph on May 3, 2026, and follows a long stretch of incremental crypto rulemaking in Buenos Aires. The CNV's earlier framework only allowed a narrow band of tokenized products to reach retail investors and required them to clear formal listing hurdles before circulating. The updated framework strips back both restrictions, letting a broader catalog of assets be issued without first being listed on a recognized venue. What the rule change actually does, the expansion does two things at once. It widens the universe of assets that can be tokenized under CNV oversight, and it changes the procedural bar for getting them to market. Under the previous setup, tokenized vehicles were tightly bound to listed instruments, which kept smaller issuers and less standardized assets out of the market. By dropping the listing requirement, the regulator is signaling that token issuers can structure offerings without first routing them through Argentina's traditional securities exchanges. In practice, this affects three buckets of assets that local fintechs have been waiting on: real estate fractions, agricultural commodities, and private credit instruments. None of these typically clear standard exchange listing requirements, but all three have clear demand from Argentine retail and small business investors who want to hold dollar-linked or inflation-resistant exposure outside the peso. Why Argentina, specifically Argentina, is one of the most active stablecoin markets in the world by retail penetration, driven by chronic peso devaluation and capital controls. A Bitso report covered this week noted that stablecoins now account for 40% of crypto buys across LATAM, with Argentina among the heaviest contributors. Tokenization sits naturally on top of that base. If retail users are already comfortable holding USDT or USDC on chain, getting them comfortable with tokenized real estate or tokenized soy receipts is a smaller jump than it would be in markets without that habit. The CNV's move also matches what other regional regulators have been doing. Brazil's central bank just restricted some cross-border digital asset rails, tightening rather than loosening, but the broader LATAM direction is more permissive issuance, with stricter conduits for funds leaving the country. Argentina is leaning into the issuance side. Local fintechs that benefit first Argentine fintechs have been building tokenized real estate and agricultural products for several years, including the Crecimiento program tied to Buenos Aires province and a handful of asset managers running tokenized fixed income. Those programs operated under CNV sandbox arrangements or via offshore vehicles to avoid the prior listing requirement. The new framework gives them a direct path to issue onshore. International issuers are the second beneficiary. Tokenized U.S. equity products, such as the XStocks suite that just expanded onto BNB chain, need a regulatory home in each jurisdiction they target. Argentina becomes a more accessible target market once the listing requirement is gone, particularly for products denominated in dollars. What is not in scope, the CNV did not announce changes to its broader virtual asset service provider regime, which still governs exchanges and custody businesses operating in Argentina. Stablecoin issuers also remain under a separate set of rules. The expansion is specifically about which underlying assets can be wrapped as tokenized securities and how those tokens reach the secondary market. Crypto cards, stablecoin spending products, and exchange operations are unaffected. There is also no public timeline for the first new issuances under the expanded framework. Local fintechs will need to file documentation under the updated rules, and the CNV typically takes weeks to clear the first wave of issuers under any new regime.